Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Ali Tanzamore. Ali is a media personality, entrepreneur, community activist, and philanthropist from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On the program, we discuss his upbringing in Philadelphia. We also discuss Philadelphia sports such as the Eagles and the 76ers. We also discuss Philadelphia cuisine, also the importance of education, the scholarship in honor of his mother, and more. Ali is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Get it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Is she gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it.
Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fine, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Well, we're talking about the NBA, and what's up with this new thing that they got going on? Like, whoever wins, they get in the playoffs. Like, I'm trying to figure out what's up with that.
Exactly.
The carry of the league. I'm going to say this, man. It's going to be the young boy Ben Simmons. That's why I cut it short. But anyway, the platform.
Right.
And when you don't respect the platform and you don't give everybody that energy, right, then we leave it like that.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of the OT Radio Show with Ali Tanzamore, the Philadelphia native, just talking a little sports, and that's just some of the many topics that he discusses on his program exclusively on YouTube. And, of course, not only does he talk sports, but he also talks about relationships, health, education, government, and a variety of things, and he's definitely a jack of all trades. And now let's welcome him to the program. He's the host and producer of the OT Radio Show, Mr. Ali Tanzamore. Hey, Ali, welcome to the program, my man.
What's going on?
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So every story has a beginning, and as I mentioned earlier, you are a native of the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. So just not only tell me, but just tell the listeners about your upbringing growing up in Philadelphia.
Oh, man. Well, my upbringing was good. I'm not one to shut up. It's like, yo, my upbringing is bad. No, my upbringing was good. Two-parent home. Dad was a veteran. Mom was a nurse. College kid. You know, my upbringing was good. Got into a lot of community-based things. Especially when it comes down to the black community. So, you know, it was good, man. I can't front.
I want to stay just with Philadelphia for a moment. You know, there's a lot of cities out there that have a lot of pride, and they really take a lot of prestige, and they have a lot of pride in their respective cities. But Philadelphia is just one of those unique places where people are proud to say they are from Philadelphia. In your opinion, Ali, what makes Philadelphia so unique and so special in your opinion?
Oh, man. Well, because you got a lot of people from Philadelphia that are doing big things, man. And, you know, even though the media might show otherwise, but there's a lot of people in Philadelphia, especially in the community, that's big on a lot of things, man. We got a lot of aftercare programs. We got a lot of after-school programs. We got a lot of football programs, basketball programs, tutoring programs. So, you know, when you see what the media says, like, oh, Philadelphia is rugged. Nah, Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love because we do love our brothers.
Rightfully so, and definitely Philadelphia has been definitely one of those special cities and one of those unique cities. And as you stated, Ali, it's a, not only do they have a lot going on, but it's such a culturally rich city. And for anybody that want to check out Philadelphia, I highly recommend it. And another part of the Philadelphia culture is sports. Now, we know that Philadelphia sports fans are known to be passionate times 10, no pun intended, but Philadelphians love their sports, specifically the Eagles and the 76ers. And I want to start off talking about the Philadelphia Eagles for a moment, specifically Jalen Hurts. What were your thoughts when you found out that the Eagles had drafted quarterback Jalen Hurts?
Well, I've been watching college football for a long time, and I used to live in Alabama, so I used to watch Jalen Hurts in Alabama. And when we got him, I was like, yo, man, we got the perfect quarterback. We got the perfect one, good leader on the field, good guy. I was rooting for him all the way through. And, you know, and let me tell you something. We got a winner there. We got a winner there, man.
Absolutely. I want to stay just with Jalen for a moment. Philadelphia has had its share of some unique and very dynamic quarterbacks with the likes of Randall Cunningham and Michael Vick. In your opinion, what separates Jalen from those other gentlemen?
Mentality. Mentality. His mentality has got to get better at all times. Got to get better every day, all day. You know, just because we won, we still got to get better. And that comes from the Nick Saban era. You know, Nick Saban was always that coach that always says, okay, yeah, we beat the team by 50 points, but our defense gave up that 3 points and should never gave it up. And that's what I like about Jalen. Jalen always finds something to say that we got to get better. We got to get 1% better because you got to get perfect. That's what we want. We got to get perfect. But just because we beat a team, man, that man got that mentality. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, you're right about that, Ali. Jalen has that mentality. And, of course, you mentioned about him being at Alabama with Nick Saban and then even with him being a coach's kid and playing for his dad in high school in the Houston area. He definitely has that mentality. And when you're playing in the NFL or playing professional sports, specifically playing in Philadelphia, you definitely have to play near perfect because the fans are no joke. And we're going to talk more about Philadelphia sports fans in just a little bit. But I want to talk about another popular team in the area, and that's the Philadelphia 76ers, Joel Embiid. The slogan has always been trust the process. Since Joel has been there from day one, it's been trusting the process. We're going to talk more about trusting the process in just a moment, but give me your thoughts when you found out that the 76ers had drafted Joel.
Well, first I was very skeptical because at that time, you know, there was Wiggins and then there was Parker, right? And when we drafted Joel, actually, we got lucky, to be honest with you, because, you know, you had a 7'2 guy that can actually mind you of Akeem Olajuwon with the footwork coming from Kansas. And when we got him, I was like, hey, man, I think this is it. But once again, you know, he came in foot injury. So, you know, it was like, all right, you know, we got to trust the process. And that's how the process started, man, and we trusted. But I want to tell you this, the process fell once Sam Hinkie left. And I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's you're right about that. There's some fans that feel the same way that you feel about that. And we're going to talk more about trusting the process in just a moment. But Joel Embiid, multiple all-star appearances, a league MVP. Did you see the MVP potential in Joel when he first landed in Philly?
Well, when he first landed, no, we didn't see it because he was injured. Remember, he messed up his foot. So we didn't really get to see Joel Embiid until the third year, because remember he had to get foot surgery again. So we didn't really see him until the third year. And when we did see him after that third year, hey, so listen, I say to myself, we do got an MVP guy, you know, because he was unstoppable for the 40 games that he played.
Yeah, rightfully so. And certainly Joel had one heck of a year racking up the league MVP. And you mentioned about with Sam Hinkie and the whole slogan of trusting the process. Two-part question. Could you go more into detail with the listeners out there about with Sam Hinkie and trusting the process? And second question is, Ben Simmons is gone. James Harden doesn't know where he wants to be. Do you think the Sixers fans will still be able to trust the process with Joel being the leader of the team?
Well, yeah. So let's go with the first process. When Sam Hinkie started the process, he gave us clear vision of what we need to do. He said, hey, you cannot go to the playoffs or be in any playoff being a number four on down team. You have to be a number 1 to 3 team. And that's absolutely true. And you got to have a star player. You got to have star players on your team. And when he did it, you know, I believe that the media made it worse than what it was, because we trusted the process. We said, all right, you know, we're getting all these number one picks. We're getting draft capital. We're getting all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, the media, you know, Stephen A. Smith, everybody all on TV talking about the process is messed up. Well, guess what? A lot of teams been doing it. No one not talking about Houston did it. Trust the process. Houston did it. The Spurs did it. And now it's like one of the biggest things that every team is doing in the NBA. And the second part is now since James Harden don't know what to do, I actually tell you the truth, I really don't care what James Harden want to do. To be honest with you, you know, as long as we got Joel Embiid, and I honestly think that Tyrese Maxey is going to step it up. I think he's going to be very good for us, because he keep on progressing every year. So, you know, we'll see.
Wow, never a dull moment from a Philadelphia sports fan. And certainly you heard what he said about James Harden. And Tyrese Maxey, he's a rising star, man. And I just can't wait what the future holds for him and what he's done so far in Philly. Man, sky's definitely going to be the limit for Tyrese Maxey. And speaking of you being a Philadelphia sports fans in Philadelphia, passionate, rabid, some say emotional, some say out of control. But for those that may not know Ali, can you describe the Philadelphia sports fan? And some people may say it could be unbridled passion, but what do you tell those people that really don't know the true nature of a Philadelphia sports fan?
They're not a true sports fan. Every sports fan goes through emotion. Every sports fan is passionate. And if you can't tell me that it's always light on Philadelphia all the time. The Eagles, passion, they crazy. But I'm going to tell you two teams that's out there that is passionate more than the Eagles. That's the Raiders and that's the Seahawks. And I witnessed it myself. But however, when you talk about Philadelphia, we don't take no nonsense. You're not going to come out here and play lackadaisy with us and we sitting up here supporting you. No, we don't do that. That's why we are the number one best sports team out there, period, point blank. When you're losing, we boo you. When you're winning, you're doing good. Plain and simple. When you body the city, you body us. And we'll stick by you 100%. Just ask Iverson. Iverson is Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, man. Allen Iverson, you talk about sports heroes in Philadelphia. There have been a lot of them with Dr. J. Julius Erving and, of course, the answer, Allen Iverson. And I'm glad you touched on Iverson. What was that? Can you describe what the Iverson era was like during his time in Philadelphia?
Man, Man, the city was going wild, man. It was the best era. I want to tell you, very exciting. Always sell out games. Even when we had a losing record, we still sold out games because of AI. The emotion that AI put out there, the hardness that AI had, the commitment that AI had, man. Listen, the Sports City was going wild, you know, and I loved it. I loved it, man. I definitely loved it. But you keep on forgetting about one other team, man. You know, because see, people only talk about the Sixers. The people always talk about, you know, the Eagles. But you can't forget the Phillies now. You can't forget the Phillies. The Phillies is there, too.
Oh, yeah, the Phillies are definitely the truth, man. I definitely didn't forget the Phillies, and definitely can't forget about the Broad Street Bullies, the Philadelphia Flyers as well, man. And well, while we're talking, while you brought up the Phillies, let's talk about the Phillies briefly. Of course, they won the World Series 2008 when you had the likes of Ryan Howard and Shane Victorino and also Chase Utley. Just give me your thoughts on that 2008 World Series team and also Jimmy Rollins as well.
Man, I could tell you that was one of the most young, complete teams that we had. And you got to think about it. The players that we had was homegrown, like, you know, Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Hamels. All these guys was farm. They came from our farm system. And to have them guys make that stretch run like they did, not just in 2008, but they went back in 2009, lost to the Yankees, and kept on going back. That was one of the most exciting times in Philadelphia, you know, because you got to remember, all of the sports teams was winning then. So when you had three sports teams winning at the same time, even if they didn't win a World Series or didn't go, we were still making the playoffs. It was exciting all the way.
Indeed, it was exciting all the way through, and it was exciting as recently when the Philadelphia Phillies played in the World Series, falling short to the Houston Astros, but what a magical run it was for the Phillies during that season. And have you ever been to a Flyers game before, now that we're transitioning over to hockey? Have you had an opportunity to ever watch the Broad Street Bullies in action?
Well, no, I haven't watched the Broad Street Bullies, but I did go to a Flyers game when they had Eric Lindros and everybody, and that – listen, those Flyer games are something serious. Now, since they're not winning as much, you know, you don't get as much of, you know, people coming out. But when they was winning, man, my first time going to a Flyers game was very entertaining. I felt like I was going to an Eagles game, how passionate it was.
Yeah, the Flyers are definitely something else. I mean, they've had an amazing run back in the day and even going up to the 90s, as you mentioned, with Eric Lindros, man. People, how could people ever forget about him, one of the greatest players of all time in NHL. And certainly Philadelphia is known for being a great sports city, a very passionate sports city. And also Philadelphia is known for its cuisine, such staples as cheesesteaks, hoagies, and water ice. Ali, I got to ask you, how do you like your cheesesteak? This is a two-part question. First question is, how do you like your cheesesteak, number one? And number two, what do you like to go get your cheesesteaks?
Well, you know, because I do like my cheesesteaks, but now I transition to chicken steaks now. So I barely eat them now like I used to when I was young. But I actually tell you the truth, you know, the best cheesesteak is from, and it's crazy to say it, is the Bodegas. The corner store's got the best cheesesteaks, man. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, everybody want to say, you know, all the other places and stuff, but guarantee you the Bodega is one of the best spots to get a cheesesteak from. And that's a corner store.
All right. Let's stay just with the Bodegas for a moment. Like, what makes it so special in your opinion, and how do you like your chicken cheesesteak done?
Oh, man, listen. Salt, pepper, ketchup, fried onions, sweet peppers, and pickles on top. That's how I like it.
All right, that sounds like a winner to me. And we move over now from cheesesteaks to another iconic Philadelphia sandwich, and that's the hoagie. How do you like your hoagies, and where do you normally like? Do you normally get your like to get your hoagies from a bodega, and how do you like them fixed?
Well, now I don't have so much on it, But normally when I was eating it like that, you know, because now I got a little bit older, so cholesterol, I can't have the cheese and the mayonnaise. So it normally is a turkey hoagie with cheese, mayonnaise, onions, sweet peppers, salt and pepper, oregano, lettuce, tomatoes, and pickles and tomatoes. And that's how we like it dressed right there.
Oh, man, that's not, again, that sounds like a winner, just like those chicken cheese sticks right there. You can't go wrong with that, my friend. And another part of Philadelphia cuisine is the water ice. What flavors do you like, and where do you normally get your water ices?
Well, cause I get my water ices from Transbillies out there in Germantown. I normally eat lemon water ice, and when you get a water ice, they got to have a cheese pretzel. Got to have a cheese pretzel with American cheese on it with spicy mustard.
Oh, wow, man. Well, I got to ask you this. What makes the pretzel and the water ice combination? Is it the taste with the sweet and the salty? Like, how does that work?
Man, because you know what? That is a good question, man. Because, dude, I've been doing it for so long, I really don't know. It's, honestly, I'm just like, it goes together. I don't know what it is. But every single time, I got to get a lemon water ice with, you know what I mean, a cheese pretzel, man. I don't know. I've been doing it for so long. It just tastes good.
It sounds good. You know, people have their combinations and stuff. And I tell you one thing, it definitely sounds delicious. And definitely Philadelphia, some of those food staples that I mentioned are indeed outstanding and delicious. And something that's always, that's something that's important to you and something that you've driven for a long time, Ali, is the importance of education. Just tell me, how important has education been to you in your life and what it means to you currently?
Well, you know, education is a key part of life. You know, you got to still stay educated like I'm still am. You know, I'm still learning every day. But, you know, it helps me navigate through the world right now, you know, because there's a lot of things that's going on in this world right now. And you got to have an education, got to read, got to comprehend. Because now it's most definitely 100%. These are the things that you have to do. And, that's basically it for me.
Indeed, Malcolm X once said that education is the passport to the future. And as you said, Ali, we're learning new things each and every day, not just in the classroom, but most importantly, out of the classroom. And life is definitely our greatest teacher. And something that you've done tremendously is that in honor of your late mother, you set up a scholarship foundation in honor of her. Can you go more into detail about the scholarship in honor of your mother?
Yes. So the scholarship is for high school seniors with a grade point average of 2.5 that's going into the medical field. Now, this scholarship is different from any other scholarship. You know, they can go to a trade school. They can go to a community college. They can go to, you know, a regular college, a four-year college if they want to. And this scholarship is not only dear to me, but it helps with the kids financially, too. Because financially, right now, like, I don't want to see kids in debt. Because I had a student loan for so long and finally paid it off. But it's something key when you got a student loan for education. So I'm trying to teach the kids, you know, hey, a little financial stability, let me help out in some kind of way so you won't be in debt. And help out, too. You know, because these kids is our future. But we need our future nurses, our future CNAs, our future, you know, doctors, dentists, and all that. We need them because without them, who's going to take care of us? Who's going to make sure that we're okay? So with that being said, you know, and my mom did that for years, and I've seen the passion that she had when it comes down to people. And one thing my mom always says, there's always something good in a person. So stop looking for all of the bad and look for something good. Because everybody got something good, and regardless of what they went through and things in that nature.
Oh, man, your mother was definitely right on that, and may God rest her soul, man. And certainly she said it best, man. We have to look for the good in everyone and not just the bad. And if people just carry that throughout life, man, the world would definitely be a better place. And, you know, I know she's definitely proud of you with that, and certainly with the scholarship in honor of her and certainly what you're doing to award scholarships to students that would like to be involved in the medical field. And speaking of school and education. Can you tell the listeners about something that you're doing with the Back to School initiatives in Philadelphia as well as in the state of Delaware?
Yes. So right now we're going to be doing a book bag drive, going to be giving out book bags and stuff like that to kids just to help out supplies and stuff of that nature, just to help out just a little bit, just not just for, you know, but we're going to be trying to do something at least every month for the kids in any school. If a parent need help, probably with some books, or a parent need help that their kids need more supplies, then that's what we're going to try to do. Not only that, we're going to help the teachers too, because the teachers are the ones who are teaching our kids. So my objective is to help all year round, you know, not just the beginning of the year, not just the middle of the year, just try to help out all year round.
Man, that's wonderful, man. And again, considering the economic times that we're currently in, it certainly is always good for the students to get help, not just with the students, but the teachers as well, because remember, they make the difference as well, as you put so beautifully. And it's good that you're doing that with the scholarship and, of course, with initiatives, with the book bag drive that you're doing. That's amazing. And also, another amazing thing that you're doing is your podcast, the OT Radio Show. Just tell everybody how long you've been doing it, how it came about, and who's featured on your radio program.
Well, I've been doing this. I've been doing this for 13 years. I started out on Block Talk Radio, and then from there, and I worked for 106.7 in Atlanta. I had a night show at that, and the people who I have on are just actors, business owners, regular people, hairdressers, celebrity stylists. I have basically everyone on, to be honest with you, man. Everyone that's doing something good in the community, everyone that's doing something that people don't really see, you know, I bring them to the forefront. So if you want to catch a boxer on there, you can catch a boxer on there. You want to catch an actor from one of your shows on there, you can catch an actor. You want to catch a radio personality guy on there, you can catch one. So I bring a variety of people on the show, you know, because these are people that a lot of people don't know, a lot of people do know, and especially business owners. I love to bring on business owners and people that's doing a lot in the community.
Absolutely, and that's a wonderful thing that you're doing right there, featuring people from all walks of life on your podcast. And before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the OT Radio Show and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yes, you can follow me at OT Radio Show, and you can punch it up on Google, OT Radio Show, and everything will pop up for you. Websites, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even Threads. I know now we got a thing called Threads now, so you can pop that up, that'll come up. So OT Radio Show.
Awesome. Before I let you go, Ali, for anybody that may be listening to this show and they're kind of going through tough times right now, what would you tell them? Just give some words of encouragement or some words of wisdom for people that are going through tough times right now and want to achieve their dreams and want to do better and they don't really see a way out. The floor is yours.
Well, one of the things that I would tell them that keep your head up. I know it's hard sometimes, you know, and I always got a slogan is, someone asks you how you're doing, you just tell them you're doing better than yesterday. Because every day is different. Every day something has changed. And always follow your dreams. And your dreams might take a long time. Mine took a long time to develop, but it's still happening. And I'm about to be somewhere near 50. And here I am just starting a scholarship program that I thought about when I was at the age of 24, 25 years old. So always follow your dreams. Keep your visions out there. Get a piece of pencil and a pen and write it down. Write it down. And if you are going through tough times, remember, there's always better days coming up. Because when you hit rock bottom, all you got is nothing but the top.
Amen to that. You're right about that, sir. And one more time, Ali, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the OT Radio Show. And again, any websites, let the listeners know that as well.
You can find me on every social media platform at OT Radio Show. every social media platform at OT Radio Show. And before I go, go Birds.
Of course, he threw in his salute and paying homage to his beloved Philadelphia Eagles. And you heard it from him. He is Ali Tanzimore. He is a radio personality, also entrepreneur, also a community activist making a difference in the community with the scholarships and doing just amazing things in the community and spreading the importance of education. Ali, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much, my man. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Well, we're talking about the NBA. And what's up with this new thing that they got going on? Like, whoever wins, they get in the playoffs. Like, I'm trying to figure out what's up with that.
Exactly.
Carry the league. To carry the league. I'm going to say this, man. It's going to be the young boy Ben Simmons. That's why I cut it short. That's why I cut it short. But anyway, the platform.
Right.
And when you don't respect the platform and you don't give everybody that energy, right, then we leave it like that, right?
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Ali Tanzimore, media personality, entrepreneur, community activist, and philanthropist from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, a big special thank you to Ali, and also a big special thank you to the wonderful people at Upscale PR and Leslie Logan for making this all happen. And until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.